all-female teams of tech company founders raised a record $3.3 billion from venture capitalists this year, according to new data out this month from the market research firm PitchBook. That's still a small share of the hundreds of billions of dollars VCs invested overall, but it's a step up from last year. Joining us now for more on this is Kara Swisher, editor-at-large at Recode. Hey, Kara.
Hi, how you doing?
I am well. Okay, so put this in perspective, $3.3 billion. That's still less than 3% of all the capital invested in U.S. startups this year. How significant is this uptick?
Well, it's an uptick, right? It's still small, and it's sort of a drop in the bucket compared to what male VCs raise. And also, in terms of numbers, it's still very small. I think it's like 8% of VCs at this point. And it still remains. It's just very similar to what's happening in the regular tech industry in terms of leadership positions. What's encouraging is there's a lot of women opening their own solo shops where they are the head of the firms rather than being a partner there.
What type of companies are we talking about?
Oh, all kinds. I mean, there's people that are sort of doing follow-on rounds. There's people that are doing seed rounds. There are people that are doing, you know, A rounds. There's only one that's doing sort of the later stage, writing the giant checks for $50 to $100 million, essentially. But they're all over the place in lots of areas.
Let's talk a little bit more about this report. It also looked at how much money mixed gender teams have raised this year. Mm-hmm. That number is more than $17 billion, or about 11% of the total. These numbers are up. But why are female-led companies getting such a small share of the money overall invested?
Well, because the venture firms are run by men, and so they tend to pattern match on themselves or previous investments, and so the issue is not so much if there's good ideas out there. I mean, because it can't be only one class of people have great ideas, is that they have more ease to raise money and to have a lot more support.
Even still, though, there's so much research out there. There was just a body of work this past year that showed that there's lots of money that's being left on the table by not investing. Can you talk a little bit about why? I mean, whether you're a man or a woman, it's still a good idea is a good idea.
Yeah, I know. It's just, I don't know. I don't understand it. I mean, study after study show a more diverse company is a better company, a more stable company, a more profitable company. So you can't even appeal to their greed, which is really interesting, which means they're making decisions that are not based in fact, but based in bias, obviously. And, you know, you just have to have more perspective or more people at the table, all kinds of different people in order to start to, you know, pick up your head and look for more investments. And I think that if you have women-led firms or firms led by people of color, which remain very small, you're going to see a different kind of investing. And it doesn't mean they have to, that women only have to invest in women or things like that. It's just that they have a bigger perspective and can see, you know, potentials, what a CEO looks like that maybe others can't.
Yeah, Axios found this year that women account for fewer than 10% of decision makers at VC firms. And as you said, that's because they're dominated primarily by men are in that sector.
Yeah.
Can you talk about, though, how limited partners play into all of this? Those who fund VCs, if they know that they're leaving money on the table in the way of ideas by being less diverse, do you think that they'd have more incentive to push VC firms to have more diversity?
They know. It's not they don't know. They just have to start getting it in practice. And some LPs are starting to do that. They want a broader range of investors that they want to put their money into. The most important people that are critical here are founders of companies where they try to, it's called the cap gap, which is the cap table gap. And they want to have a cap table that has more reflection of diversity. You know, you're seeing that a lot of, especially younger founders, because sort of the most recent founders certainly. And so where the cap table is where the next money from Silicon Valley is coming. And so we need to have, if you have more diversity on it, you have more firms run by women, you're going to later downstream see the effects of that.
Yeah, it makes sense. You make it sound oh so simple.
It's not.
Do you think that we'll see in 2020 as we move forward actually the implementation of some of what you're talking about?
Well, I'm heartened by these firms, and they have to be successful. I think having these firms start that are separate and not, say, a woman as a VC or a person of color, a VC at a big firm already run or established largely by white men, that you're going to see, if you find new firms, you're going to find new successes. And that always is going to lead, I hope, to very good outcomes, and that they can then create companies that then can fund other things, right? So I have hopes because there's more firms starting run by women. And what's really interesting is a lot of it was sort of set off by Melinda Gates, who started funding, putting money into fund managers of diverse firms, which, you know, you've got to have these major funders put this money to work and then see what happens. And once there's success, it'll take care of itself.
That's Kara Swisher, editor-at-large at Recode. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.